Now, you may have heard on Monday we spoke with John Cannell, running the Tassie 250 Ultra Marathon from Penguin over to the West Coast via the Overland Track and back again. And due back in Penguin today, and he's on the line. Hello, John.
Good morning, Darren. How are you going?
How are you feeling?
Going okay. embracing the sleep deprivation, but still moving forward.
Whereabouts are you now?
I've just passed through Golden Valley on the way to Deloraine.
Okay. And when are you due back in Penguin, do you think?
Not sure. Maybe early hours of tomorrow morning. Yeah, just not sure. Had a few adjustments in the plans as we've gone forward. During just part of the run down through the middle of the Overland Track, just managed to irritate one of my Achilles tendons. Not sure what brought it on, just whether it was the just running with the like the little mini crampons or just some of the running on some of the icy sections and things like that for a while. So maybe I haven't been able to run, but I can certainly put up a good power walking pace.
Yeah.
So we've ended up rerouting instead of coming back by the West Coast to go Penguin Cradle Trail. We've ended up just going, right, let's just work out a safe direction to get back. And so we ended up going through Mayuna and coming back through the Great Lakes.
Right.
So at this stage, I'm not looking to come back over the Penguin Cradle Trail and just be a little bit too hard on the tendon.
Yeah.
So just getting my power walking mojo going.
All right. So how's the Overland Track looking?
Fabulous, actually. Very pretty. Certainly bit of the winter weather going through. It's expected this time of year.
Yeah.
So got to see it from its wintry whiteness.
Up close.
Especially for the northern half. And, yeah, probably wasn't until we got down to Kiora where it finally got out of the snow and ice. Still some icy sections, but yeah, no. All good.
Very good. All right, so people who don't know why you're doing it, tell us why.
Okay, so I had a project from a year ago to connect to beautiful parts of Tassie Wilderness, the Penguin Cradle Trail and the Overland Track, aiming to run all the way through and then turn around and come all the way back. So in terms of when you say run, you run certainly all the flat sections, but then all the uphills, you just power walk and just do whatever pace is manageable.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, ongoing due to COVID restrictions, the Overland Track again this season for winter season is only north-south. Normally for the winter it's either direction, but they've just made it a north-south again, so that's throughout the plans. And so we thought, right, well, we'll just head around the West Coast and join back on. And so that was the project.
Right. Okay, now people can follow you online on the Facebook page. So it's if they go to Tassie250 on Facebook, they'll find you there?
They should do. Yeah, that's right, Darren.
All right. Yeah. Okay, so due back in Penguin early tomorrow, you think?
I think so, yeah. It's a little bit hard to predict sometimes.
Yeah, true.
But a bit of distance. I might end up... One of the thought processes at the moment is actually the original Penguin Cradle Overland Track and return was around 360 kilometres. So at this stage, to actually to walk that and then just supplement with a bike to zip back to Penguin so that I've got all the way back to the start and haven't overdone any issues with my Achilles.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so, and the Tassie 250, by the way, it's 250 miles, not k's. So the original plan was about 440 k's, and it seems like you're doing a bit more than that. All right, listen, take care. Hope your Achilles works out and you get back to Penguin safe tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Darren.
Okay.
Much appreciated. Thanks for the call.
Cheers, mate. Bye. All right, there's John Cannell. So, again, check him out on Facebook. There's drone videos and all that. If you go to Tassie 250 on Facebook. 780.